this is not about pay. No part of this strike is about pay. But we're actually looking for our two main aims. The first is to reduce our maximum working shifts to 24 hours, which I think demonstrates the dire circumstances we find ourselves in, as well as the second aim, which is just to really bring things in line with the European Working Time Directive, which is well outdated now in its implementation.
These are our main aims. This doesn't necessarily require extra staff as such. It's perhaps maybe more about better rostering.
Yeah, there's certainly, I think there's probably a shortage of doctors. It could be solved by better staff, but I think a very, very feasible option is more intelligent rostering with NCHD input into that rostering.
So why the resistance from the powers that be?
I'm not sure how we found ourselves in this position. It's probably partly there's been a great acceptance that this is a kind of a traditional way of working, but I think that medicine has moved on and we also have to move with the times. The intensity of medicine and medical call has really increased over the last decade or so, and we need to move on with the times as well and stop this absolute ludicrous nature of ours that are actually endangering patients, and we shouldn't be forced to do it any longer.
And it seems that the union is prepared to escalate the action if necessary.
Yeah, I suppose we have to wait to see what the outcome of today's action will be, and then we'll take our instruction and advice as we see fit.